Maaser Sheni Per Gimel Mishnah Yud 3:10. We've established that in the previous Mishnah, if Maaser Sheni becomes Tamei, it can be redeemed, and in normal circumstances, Beis Hillel, the halacha is that you could even take that deconsecrated food out to the Yerushalayim. Our Mishnah here is going to consider not a Maaser Sheni food, meaning food that grew up, was originally a Maaser Sheni that was tithed from the produce, but rather food which is purchased with money that was used to redeem Maaser Sheni. So we'll call that, for argument's sake, secondary Maaser Sheni. So for my illustration here, we'll refer to the original Maaser Sheni as, say, a bottle of wine, because, of course, you have to take your Maaser Sheni on wine. And we'll use as my example from secondary Maaser Sheni, for example, where you take the wine, you're deeming onto coins, you take the coins, you Yerushalayim, and you use the money to purchase, let's say, a steak. So steak, of course, being meat, doesn't grow from the ground. It's not subject to Maaser Sheni requirements, no tithing requirements on steak, of course. But you could take the money from your wine that was Maaser Sheni and use it to purchase foodstuffs in Yerushalayim, like, for example, a steak. So the question is, we've established in the previous Mishnah that if the wine became Tamei in Yerushalayim, you could take it out again under the parameters of the previous Mishnah. This Mishnah considers, what about the steak? If the steak becomes Tamei, do you say, okay, so now let's redeem the money off the steak, and we use the proceeds to buy a tuna fish sandwich, and this can keep on going and going and going, and the steak would be eaten as, you know, chulin? Or, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is going to be in this Mishnah, that the whole point of transferring from the original Maaser Sheni to coins, and then from coins to purchase the secondary Maaser Sheni, is only because it could be difficult to transport, let's say, the wine to Yerushalayim. So instead we say you can put the money into a coin and bring the coins to Yerushalayim. But once you've gone and taken those coins and purchased the steak with the Kedusha and transferred the Kedusha to the steak, that's the end of the mitzvah. The story's over. You've done what you had to do. And just the same way, if lightning strikes or a dog eats the steak, so then, you know, what's done is done. You can do nothing about it. If tumah strikes and makes the steak tamei, so nothing you can do about it. Just the mitzvah's done and nothing more to be done. There's no possibility, says Rabbi Yehuda, of even transferring the Kedusha anymore off that steak onto another thing, let's say a tuna fish sandwich. But the halacha is like the Tana Kama, as we'll see in a moment, which says, yes, you can just keep on sort of like daisy chaining it from the wine, the original wine, to the steak, and if a steak becomes tamei from steak in Yerushalayim that became tamei to a tuna fish sandwich, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so the Mishnah says, halakuach bekesef maaser sheni, that which was purchased with maaser sheni money, so my story example, the steak, shenitma, if the steak becomes tamei, yipadeh, no problem, says the Tana Kama, just redeem that steak, get the Kedusha back into coins, and buy another thing, the tuna fish sandwich. Rabbi Yehuda Omer yikaver, he says, no, you have to now bury that steak. The steak is inedible because it's Maaser Sheni that's tamei. You can't eat Maaser Sheni that's tamei. And there's no possibility, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah doesn't allow for an additional transfer from food that was purchased with Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim and brought to Yerushalayim food that was purchased with money that was achieved by redeeming Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. The money is brought to Yerushalayim and purchases food there. The food now, that's the end of the story. There's no such thing as redeeming that food, even if it becomes tamei, and that's that. So now, the Tana Kama will attempt to bring a kol v'chomer to Rabbi Yehuda to convince him that they're right. They say, Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda. They say, listen, Rabbi Yehuda, ma im Maaser Sheni atzmo. Consider Maaser Sheni itself, the original bottle of wine. Shenitma, if it becomes tamei in Yerushalayim, harehu nifadeh, you're allowed to redeem it. And that's, you know, it's like, was born that way. It's like their primary Maaser Sheni. Halakuach bakesef Maaser Sheni, that which you purchase with Maaser Sheni money, which is like, i.e. secondary Maaser Sheni, which is, of course, like, I'll call, these are my words, less intimately connected to its kedusha. It's less intrinsic to it, perhaps. Shenitma, if that secondary thing becomes tamei, like the steak, eino din shipadeh, doesn't it stand to reason that it should be able to be redeemed? Meaning, if it's, you can get the kedusha off the essential primary Maaser Sheni, for sure it should be able to be taken off of the secondary. So he rejects that. Amar lahem lo. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not necessarily. Because listen, imamartim b'maaser sheni atzmo, if you're talking about Maaser Sheni itself, shekenhu nifdeh b'tahor b'richok makom, you're allowed, l'chadchila, to not bring that bottle of wine to Yerushalayim. You can just redeem it onto a coin. No problem at all. So you see, it's like sort of easy to get the kedusha off of the original Maaser Sheni, which is not the case when it comes tomru b'lakuach b'kesef maaser. Would you apply the same logic to that which is purchased by the money for Maaser Sheni? Meaning, if you bought the steak not inside Yerushalayim but outside Yerushalayim, The din is she'enu nifte b'tahor b'richuk makom. You're not allowed to now redeem that steak outside of Yerushalayim. So, meaning you see that the kedusha ma'aser sheni like sticks is more stuck to secondary ma'aser sheni, if you will, outside of Yerushalayim, than primary ma'aser sheni. And that being the case, Rabbi Yehuda can deflect their kol v'chomer. Now, Rabbi Yehuda probably doesn't necessarily he doesn't rely upon this his logic because he learns it's based on a pasuk. He's just pushing off their kol v'chomer. Now it's a little strange in as much as the din that one can't redeem kedusha off of secondary ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim is a din derabbanan lachora. In which case it would be strange that Rabbi Yehuda is using that as a proof because it's just a rabbinic rule. So it's strange to push off the question of the Raya's ability to redeem secondary ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. Therefore, the Rush says that Rabbi Yehuda must learn that that is a din d'oraisa to itself, that you may not, mid'oraisa, redeem secondary ma'aser sheni that's tahor outside of Yerushalayim. You can look more Tosfos and Psachim, Lamed Ches, wrangles with this and suggests maybe he still holds it to Rabban, etc. But we'll leave it at that. The halacha is like the Tana Kama, which is that one, yes, can redeem ma'aser sheni and secondary ma'aser sheni, even tertiary, if it keeps on going in like a chain, doesn't matter, third, fourth, fifth stage, you can all redeem that again and again onto coins, even in Yerushalayim, provided that the Ma'aser Sheni or secondary tertiary Ma'aser Sheni became Tameh.